Blog Talk Radio.
The Healing Circle is a panel composed of spiritual teacher Kat Edwards and myself, a former social worker. We come together every week for topical discussions in which we share our experience, strength, and hope about everyday life. From depression to connection, we cover all the issues you feel and see as you walk life's sacred journey. Listeners are encouraged to call in and contribute to the show because we all have hard-earned wisdom we need to share. Join us every week at the same day and time. And today we're going to be talking about self-realization in the context of the holiday season. What have we learned and what do we need to work on? So please feel free to participate or just to listen. And let me welcome co-host Kat Edwards. Kat, how are you tonight?
I'm good, thank you. And thanks to everybody who's tuned in. It's a wonderful day here in Brisbane, in Australia. It's very hot and humid, and we've had a lot of rain, so I'm feeling very good.
Oh, praise God. Well, we're getting a lot of precipitation here, too, but it's not in the form of rain. we had a green Christmas. We had 3 weeks with no snow at all, and we even had temperatures, I don't know how to translate it into Celsius, but it was 65 degrees here a week ago Saturday, and then a few days ago it was zero. So we've gone from one extreme to the other, and it's back to winter weather, and it's been snowing, and that's all right. I have a different attitude about snow now. When I was a skier, I was so excited when it snowed, and I would have been so miserable to have gone through that green stretch when I was a skier. But now that I don't ski, I can take it or leave it, and I prefer to leave it. So that's where I'm at with regards to the weather. And we had a nice break over the holidays. We didn't come together for, I don't know, what was it, about 3 weeks, Kat?
Yeah, we kept saying, oh, this week, and then, yeah, no, no.
Can't. Yeah. Well, we're back.
Definitely
back. We're back. And, you know, I hope that people will call into the show that are listening to the podcast. We really welcome your participation. And it doesn't have to be a scary thing. You can just listen. But we're really encouraging callers to participate in the discussion, even if you just have a few words to say. It really doesn't matter. You don't have to be able to expound on the topics. But tonight we've got an interesting topic. And I don't know about you, Kat. I was trying to think about things that I've learned over the holiday season and what I need to work on. And the one thing that came to mind for me was that I really need to let go a little bit more of material trappings. I really get into the holiday season and the spirit of giving. But I tend to go overboard with presents, and really, that's not what true giving is about. It's what comes from the heart, and I mean, as I see it, it comes from the heart, and it's the time that we give to each other. Something, I think the greatest gift that we can give to one another is to just listen, and I've been doing some of that today, so that's a good thing that I've come to realize. And there are a lot of other things, too. How about you?
I agree. You can't take material things with you when you die, and you're not born with anything but a body. And I tend to feel Christmas time gets a bit hard when more toys, you know, I've got kids, so more toys come in the house, and then it just has a parent, it represents more housework.
Right.
I learned from you. And this year I didn't have time mainly because I had a terrible virus. I just didn't have the energy. I usually every year in October, I have a couple of weeks with the kids where we clear out the old toys that are too young for them or they're broken, and we do a throw out and donate, and we make sure that Santa Claus knows that we've passed on toys to other children. And that then gives the kids a sense of purpose with their toys as well. But I didn't do that this year, and now I'm regretting it. Simply am doing the cleanup and cleaner. Christmas time, for a lot of families, it's a time where people rub each other up the wrong way. And because a lot of people, you know, you can choose your friends and not your relatives. And it's a time when you come together with your relatives. And really, you need to sort your stuff out. And if that's a raw, that's maybe not necessarily going to happen. And things could go down between people around this time, which can cause irreparable damage. Or it can cause damage that may take years and years and years to recover from, and a lot of regret along the way. So there's that side of the coin with Christmas time, but there's also the time of people loving and forgiving and giving. And as you said, it's forgiving of your heart more than it is forgiving of the gifts that really matter. I personally make a pact with myself every October that I will write Christmas cards and post them off, and then that never happens. But I do think of people, and I send them messages, can you tell me your address, and then I don't send a card. And that's just because I'm running a business and I've got kids, and we need a personal assistant. So if there's a house elf that wants to come and help, that'd be great. I'll give you lots of hugs in payment. So if you can take time for self-reflection, because people shut down work, and most people, not all emergency workers and retail people are not on holidays, but most other people are. There is a lot of time for self-reflection, and that's why we brought this topic up, isn't it? Because the self-realization factor can come in, and it comes in all of this karmic play that comes about, in the good and the bad of being with those people you're tied to by blood.
You know, I have an aside about the Christmas cards thing. I made a pact with myself at least a dozen years ago, and that was that I wasn't going to send them anymore. And it's been a very liberating thing for me. I prefer to reach out to people and talk to them by phone, and that's what I do if I receive a Christmas card. I just found that I was sending them to people that I wasn't in contact with anymore, and who would just contact me at Christmas time, perhaps. And even though that's nice, I just found that the cards were one more stress that I didn't need to put on myself during the holiday season. So I gave myself permission to get out of that. And I'm pleased to say that we do have three callers on the line. Thank you very much. And
wonderful.
We're going to get to you in just a little bit. Area code 780-305 and 478. So please hang in there. We welcome whatever you might share with us tonight. And if you just want to listen, that's okay too. But we are talking about what we've learned this holiday season and what we need to work on. From the standpoint of self-realization. And I'm sorry that I kind of jumped in there, Kat, but I couldn't resist talking about the Christmas cards.
Well, yeah, I know. I'm guilty as charged. And And I do think loving thoughts towards people who are in my circle, but I'm just not very good at it either. I just wanted to say, you know, people might be wondering why we're using the self-realization word and maybe not some other. And it's really, why is it important in our life? You know, it's a chance to increase, according to wisdomtimes.com, they say it's a chance to increase your patience, as patience is a virtue in life. That is one reason. Self-realization is really a fulfillment of one's own potential. It's understanding who you are, and by doing so, having no boundaries to the potential of who you are, and therefore following that. Now, I've learnt Maslow's hierarchy of needs are also in play. You can't get to the actualization of that potential unless you have all your basic needs fulfilled. So though you may be able to realize your own potential, to actualize it in the physical realm is a different ball game, and that is one that really needs mindfulness, working with the law of attraction, the power of positive thinking. So we're not talking about the self-actualization aspect of it today, but half the battle is when we realize who you are. The major question is, who am I? Who am I? And I being the operative word, I am, is incredibly important. That is I am, comma, a human being. I am, comma, a something, something. You know, you need to answer that question. Who am I? I am, comma, whatever. I am kind. I am clever. I play a game with my little children. I've got 5 and 6 year old children, and I play who is. So who is the funniest? And Odin is what my little boy will say. Avalon is what my little girl will say. Who is the cleverest? Who is the fastest on their bike? Who is the kindest? Who has the best writing? It doesn't matter. You know, they're just learning to write. They've got the best writing. It's an understanding. It's allowing their little minds to self-realize as they grow. Not all of us have that gift from our parents, and I understand that. But you can give it to yourself now. And, you know, the time to contemplate is when we're off, when we're on holiday, when we have no work pressure. We just have the regular day-to-day at home. So for those people who are listening, when you have time off, do you contemplate, who am I? What do you think about when you are answering that question? Are you thinking positive or negative thoughts? Sure, everybody has something to regret. Okay? Everybody does. Does that define who you are, or was that a mistake you made that caused you to learn and grow? Even somebody in jail can learn and grow. Who am I is an important question in the soul's progress, and this lifetime is one step in that progression. So holiday season, you know, the next round is at Easter time for Christian nations, and for other nations they have other holidays, but you know, you'll have more time off then. In the meantime, what are you thinking about yourself that takes you through that first quarter of the year? So important to think about, because it really builds and boosts you to push yourself forward and to make your actions stronger, wiser, and clearer as you progress. So what did you have any thoughts about your own self-realization over the Christmas period, David?
Well, You know, actually, I wasn't thinking along those lines until after the fact when you had proposed this topic. And I just wanted to say a few things about what you've just spoken about because they really resonated for me. You know, this is a period of self-reflection this time of year. And for me, it has to do with getting outside of myself. And as I mentioned earlier, giving to others. And, you know, I'm much better than I used to be. Although I've always had the potential, I continue to grow in the path of being a presence for other people and being a good listener, a good communicator, an empathetic person who shares from the heart, that can relate to other people, that can be a support to them when they're in times of despair. I loved what you were saying about the I am statement because that is such a powerful statement. And you also were talking about positive thinking. It's one of the different things that you might contemplate this time of year. I think it's so important when we use that I am statement to be aware of what we're connecting to it because it's so easy to go to a negative place and say something like I am stupid when really we all make errors in life, but that doesn't make us stupid. Even to call something a stupid thing is a way of putting yourself down. And I think that we need to be very careful to build ourselves up and to build other people up. Our words are really important. I was just looking at a posting on Facebook, and I probably have lost it, but it talked about three gateways that you needed to pass through before you speak. And one of them had to do with, is it true? The other one was, is it necessary? And I am remembering. The last one is, is it kind? And when I think of the holidays and I think of the spirit of love, it really is about being kind, not just to others, but to ourselves. And so when I use that I am statement, I want to attach it to positive qualities. And, you know, again, we all have negative and positive qualities, but for every negative, there's an opposite. And I think that if a person sits down and contemplates those areas that they need to grow on, they'll realize that they do possess the opposite quality of whatever negative they might be reflecting on, and that's the direction that we can move. I also was thinking about how the New Year is a time when many people make resolutions, and I've heard it said, and I believe it to be true, that it is more important to focus on intentions than resolutions. And that's what I try to do. I don't know if you have any comment on that, Kat.
I agree with intentions and also goal setting. Obviously, I'm a life coach, so goal setting is something that I really enjoy, but it's not all of a sudden a goal. You know, it's a roll-on effect. The way unfolds as we focus on the way. So, you know, for me, for example, my exercise, martial arts, and my goal when I started it in late August last year was to get to orange belt before the end of 2019. Now, I achieved that. I jumped through three belts through the last part of last year. Now I get tighter. I'm going to continue to roll through the goals. It isn't all of a sudden goal. I'm rolling through. I'm working harder to achieve my green belt by April. Now for me that is huge. I'm not a kinesthetic learner. I was never a dancer. I enjoy. I've got three older brothers. The play fighting was something we did as kids. I enjoy it. It's fun. But I find it very hard to do the choreographed movements of the katas because I don't have a kinesthetic memory. I have a visual memory. And so for me, it's a really big challenge to remember each move. Whereas I have a friend who's a dancer, she's been a dancer, got a very successful dance school. If she was to go into martial arts, she'd probably just smash it, absolutely be brilliant at it because she's got that kinesthetic body where she remembers everything very easily in her muscles. So, you know, that's the goal that I rolled with. And then I chose to pick up an extra class a week because I really wanted to work on it. So, you know, if you turn around and you say, oh, I'm going to lose weight, how are you going to do that? You're just going to suddenly stop your habit? Or are you going to go and do something that you find fun that's going to help you to lose weight? Because, I, you know, if you put me in a dance class, I'd hate it. But get me in a dojo, I'm going to love that because I think that's fun. What do you find that's fun? You must go with the flow. Now, so setting intentions, the intention has to be something that's not work. It has to be fun or it won't be achieved. The universe is not a negative, angry, mean mind. The universe does not have that mind. The universe has a loving, joyful mind. And to get in the flow with the universe, you also have to have a loving, joyful mind. So, you know, you flow with it. There's an extreme of birthdays between the 27th of November and the 12th of January, or 31st of January, but my second eldest brother is in Tansil, so I'll have a drink for him on his birthday. But here in town where I'm living, I have a friend whose birthday's on the 27th, then my son on the 5th, then me on the 26th, then my other son on the 12th of January. So there's all these birthdays, it's Christmas, it's New Year. So I said, stop it, I'm going to eat what I want, drink what I want, have a good time, and I'm going to get fat. As soon as I got back into karate, I got back into good eating, I dropped the weight very quickly. Because my body was happy to do it. There was happiness. There was joy. Any intentions that you have, I agree. Resolution is, it's like a hammer being a fist coming down on you. You will. I will do this. You know, it's too hard. But I have an intention that I'm going to achieve and I'm going to do and I'm going to have fun. And if the intention is fun and happy, best things will happen. But just remember, you know, the road to hell is paved with good intentions. So don't let a good intention that hasn't been thought about happen. It's like what I said last week. Don't dive in and give help without asking if it's needed. Within yourself, ask yourself if this is what you need. Is this the right thing for you? Consider before you go. Because it may not be right for you right now. You may be going through something. I couldn't start my karate journey. I had started back in 2004 and I moved away from the dojo I was at and I couldn't reconnect. So and then I had a whole lot of life stuff got in the way of that. And I went and did exercise in other ways at the gym and boot camp and did all of that. And I really wanted to get back into the karate because I found that was where my body responded the most. But I had to wait. I had to wait until my youngest was older, I was sleeping through the night, I wasn't so exhausted. I had to wait till I had a claim with a car accident being stopped. And that was over and done with. And then I could get into it again. Everything has to be in its right time. So don't be punishing yourself if you want to do something, but the time isn't right. Set the intention that when the time is right, this will come about for me. Make it easy for yourself. Everything flows when we make things easier on ourselves.
I like that. I like that very much. I don't know if you're aware, Kat, this is just a housekeeping thing, but I keep hearing little beeps. Are you hearing that on your end?
No, I'm not.
There went another one. Well, we're just going to have...
Silent mode, maybe that has something to do with it.
I don't know. I haven't experienced it before, but at any rate, it's just a minor distraction, and I just wondered if you could hear it on your end. I love what you had to say about intentions and goal setting, and I was reflecting on my own goal setting from the last year and trying to think of whether or not I've set goals for myself this year, and I'm coming up on empty, but I think what I did last year is that I set the goal of losing a certain amount of weight and working out, and that's something that I've accomplished and want to continue working on. We're all composed of heart, mind, body, and soul, and I had been neglecting the physical. And now I've incorporated that so that it's not a chore anymore. I enjoy going to the gym, and I'm seeing a lot of positive changes taking place in my body, including losing some weight. Not that I had a lot to lose, but I was developing a spare tire around my middle, and I didn't like that. So I'm slowly but surely losing that. And you know, you talked about birthdays. I've got a big one coming up in a week and a half. I'm going to be 65. And so I'm thinking a lot about the time that I have left because I, you know, chances are I'm at least 2/3 of the way through my life, and I want to make the last third or whatever time I have left to be meaningful. And so, you know, you've given me some food for thought. I'm going to be contemplating that more and more as we come into the next week and a half. And we now have 4 callers on the line. So I'd like to go and check in with the callers and see if they have anything they'd like to add to the discussion. How does that sound?
Yep, sounds good.
Okay. Area code 504, you're live. What is your first name, please?
Hi, Debbie.
Debbie, hi. Is there anything you'd like to contribute to the discussion, my dear?
Yeah, I've had a problem sticking to my goals as well. Well, I mean, you have, but I used to have so much willpower, and I haven't this past year, the previous year, I mean. I don't know what happened.
Kat, do you want to reflect on that as a life coach?
Can you say that again? It was quite muffled when it came
across.
Sorry.
I used to have a lot of willpower. I could stay on strict diets. And this past year, which is kind of funny because I've been more self-healing, you know, just letting a lot go. But my willpower is also something I let go. Like, I cannot stick to anything where that's usually not my personality. And I was wondering what I could do to maybe get that back.
Okay. Well, first thing, don't be hard on yourself about it. It's like a rhythm. If you can imagine, you know, like a biorhythm. So see that you, you know, like, can you imagine someone being perfectly happy all the time? It's just not possible. So if you have the willpower to do these things that you're saying you could do, you still have that willpower. All that's happened is that you've run out of energy and your focus has had to change.
Mm-hmm.
So this time, if there's any of those things that you mentioned, what would be the one that makes you happiest?
That I've let go of, you mean?
Yeah.
being hard on myself, but I have developed a spare tire. No, it's the one thing I thought I have let go on. That's why I feel like my willpower went kind of away. But no, I have gained a lot of weight this year. And, you know, I hate, I shouldn't use that word, seeing myself so much heavier. It doesn't feel good. I'm sluggish. I'm uncomfortable. Like, I have a spare tire. It's funny you said that because that's kind of what I have now. And it's like, oh, I've never seen that. I let it go that long, pretty much. And I treated myself all year. It was in the vein of treating myself.
Yeah, so let's change your perspective of your spare tire, because you just said that you were treating yourself. So let's rub that tire and say, ooh, that's all those nice meals I had. Ooh, that's that good ice cream or whatever the food was that you enjoyed. This is all that fun food. Hello, fun food on my tummy. I liked you. You were fun.
It was ice cream, by the way.
I'm going to change my idea of fun food. Yeah, ice cream is my thing. After Christmas, I had a muffin top. And,
yeah,
I don't like that muffin top. But I looked at that muffin top and went, you know, that muffin top, that's those beers I like. And I really like the Miller's Chill with the twist of lime. That's my favorite beer. And ice cream. And, so let's love it. Love that spare time. Hey, you fun thing, you represent all those good times, and you can think about that ice cream that had the extra cookie dough and the, you know, the chocolate fudge and whatever else it had. Yeah. You knew every muscle. You knew So we love it. That's the first thing. Just love it and love it. Ooh, I love you. And love your body, because your body's doing what she's supposed to do. You know, she's supposed to give you a bit of good love and handles there when you pack it on. You got some conditioning to help you over winter. That's another way of putting it. Oh, I got a bit of condition on to help me over winter. But then you need to do something that's fun. And if you can, if you like it, set aside half an hour every day to put on music that you enjoy that makes you want to dance. There's an idea. That's
okay.
Fun.
Okay.
You know, if you did want to join a sport, okay, it'd have to be something that's fun, that you enjoy, that you have laughter, and you finish it and go, whoa, endorphins. And then, you know, when I finish a session of training, I get in the car, I put on music, and I sing. And I keep those endorphins going all the way home. So I'm
okay,
floating in the door. I'm physically exhausted and I'm really happy.
Okay.
So, you know, if it is an exercise, it has to be something that you think is fun. If you can't get out to go exercise, half an hour music makes you dance or something. And then turn around and make vegetables your friends.
Okay.
Be the weird person that talks to them. I'm going to eat you, you know, put together a salad, or steam some veg up, and you're going to be my yummy thing that's going to get rid of my tire, and just make it a fun thing. You can be the weird
okay
chick who's singing and laughing and eating good food, and just put it in. Put the love and the fun back in. You know, drizzle it with a bit of olive oil and put a bit of lime. My favorite dressing on salad is olive oil, fresh lime juice, and a little bit of sweet chili. Just, oh, beautiful. So you can do that. Just cut back on your carbs and your sugars. And go to a nutritionist to make sure that you're eating properly, but make it fun. Make
okay
it fun. It is the best thing that you can do. And dance your fat off, you know? You dance it on. Ooh, every time you have that yummy bit of ice cream, on it went. Just dance it up,
okay,
good tunes, and know, every day, you're going to go to work every day or to whatever you're doing, get up half an hour earlier and boogie. You'll get rid of it really fast. The more that you put a down on yourself about it, the more it will stay there. It'll get stickier and stickier, and it'll be harder and harder. And the more you'll be like eating that up, yourself feel a bit better, and you won't remember that you've got a natural way of feeling better. It's called endorphins.
Okay.
So just flip it. Flip the way that you look at it. And thank yourself. You know, you had that in Belgium. That was great.
Yeah. A new homemade ice cream place opened up, and they were fun. It was sort of like bubble waffles. I didn't get that, but I went there so much they even like knew me. They were like, "Oh, hey," which I knew was a bad sign.
I can relate to that, Debbie. We've got a place like that here. And, oh, boy, one year I really packed it on. And, you know, I was thinking as you were talking about the ice cream, what I've put in my body this holiday season. And I generally don't eat sweets, but, boy, I got so many sweets from people for Christmas this year. And, of course, I had to try them out and eat them. And the more I ate them, the more I would eat. So. Thank you for being so honest about the ice cream. Yeah, that's great.
Thank you very much.
You can still treat yourself, too. Don't hold yourself back. Just
overboard. Okay, well, we're going to move on to the next caller.
Thank
Debbie, please hang in there with us. We're going to do a meditation at the end of the hour. So thank you for joining us tonight. Really appreciate it.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Okay, area code 780. What is your first name, please?
Yes, it's Jay calling from Canada.
Hi, Jay. How are you?
Good. Welcome to the new year, David.
Hey, same to you. Same to you. Is there anything you'd like to share about self-realization that has occurred for you recently over the holiday season or otherwise?
For me, I was just... I was so busy, I didn't have time to do anything like that. I think it's after right now for the holiday season. I was just too busy. I started to get into my spiritual practices again, and then I think that's
the
self-realization. That's self-realization, is that I had to get into my spiritual practices again. So whether it's the drumming or even just doing some isolation tank floating and doing intention is actually getting a yoga too. So, just do things that's probably going to be more beneficial for me, because I think it's going to be a chaotic year. And I think anyone who foresees that would be telling themselves not a lie, but a truth that's maybe going on. So I just feel that it's really beneficial for myself to see that. It just clicked. This is, I just have to do this more spiritual practices. And I didn't have very much stuff going on for New Year's or even Christmas time. So, but it just kind of woke up a little bit more, or waking up that I knew before, and just getting back into the practice again.
I like hearing that. I like hearing that, and that's a good reminder to myself, too, because that's an intention I've set for the new year, needing to spend a little more time with the spiritual part of myself, which I have somewhat neglected this last year, and I thank you very much for sharing that.
You're very welcome. You're welcome. But you're talking about self-realization during the Christmas holidays, but I wonder when it actually, for each one of us, like when did it actually happen? And I find that maybe it could be some sort of trauma that may have caused some sort of self-realization. I just wondered maybe, because Kat's in Australia, I just wondered where the wildfires were. Were there some hints, maybe just watching media regarding the wildfires down there, regarding the people who would like have a self-realization now of something that awoke? I'm just curious.
I think you'll find that the people who have their head in the sand about the climate situation in Australia had no choice but to face back. A lot of people who were in denial about the poor leadership here have had to face the fact that there's some fairly dismal leadership. Whoever, and I'm not going to go into the politics of it, but there were people who were stopping the regular backburning in winter. Whoever it was that made that decision monumentally regrets it. You know, Australia's gone through a terrible drought, and so the fires are fueled by the drought, by all the dead foliage. And now here comes the monsoon. So we still have fires burning. Not everybody's received monsoonal rain. There has been some in Western Queensland. It's not enough to break the drought, and it's not enough to put all the fires out. But it's very welcome nonetheless. But they will come, the monsoons will come, and so will the landslides, because there's no foliage to hold down the ground. So all the elements are in play. And those of us who understand about the spiritual aspects of the elements have been sitting back and being very aware of how things are coming about. But nonetheless, the people in power don't think along those lines. The person who takes the office of Prime Minister is an evangelist, and that is an affront to many people here, because he's talking about miracles and he's talking in language that is not corporate mindset and is also not realistic as far as how things will actually be managed by the human beings who are charged with managing, you know, we're the guards of this planet. We're supposed to manage it. You know, the Aboriginal people had a pretty good understanding, and now some people are starting to say, hey, well, you know, maybe we should listen to them. And so there's a lot of realization. The climate minister got up and I saw her say, oh, well, I don't think we can deny climate change anymore. Now, I'm not going to get into the debate of that. The climate has cycles, and whether that's human-made or cyclical, just by nature, I'm not going to go into the debate of that. That's not this show. But the fact is that they're waking up. We need climate cleanup. The whole planet needs a climate cleanup. We need to wake up to ourselves, to roll. We're not in a human race, we're in a human stroll, and we need to stop fighting each other and turn around and love the ground we walk on and all work together. And I think some of us are realizing that, and those of us that are coming together in mateship and working on it. And those of us who are not are soon going to find that the planet won't tolerate them much longer, and things will become difficult for them, and that's the facts of things. So the realization on a world stage level for Australia is really one of people pulling their head out of the sand. You know, they've got to stop being ostriches, and they've got to start to stop pushing industry and the businesses that their political parties first. They've got to start putting the country itself, the land and the people and the animals first. Now, the old adage, which one do you want? Money or happiness?
Yeah.
Thank you for sharing that, Kat. I appreciate it.
Yep, thank you so much.
I think if you're feeling okay, Jay, we'll move on to the next caller, and then we're going to go into meditation. I would invite people to tune in again next week, and I don't have a pen handy, but maybe Kat does. If people – do you have a pen handy, Kat?
Yes, I do.
All right. What I was going to ask is if there are any topics that any of the callers would like us to discuss in future weeks, to please think about that, and I'll come back to each of you before the end of the show in case there's a topic you'd like us to discuss. And so, Jay, please hang in there with us.
Sure, thank you.
And sure. Let me go to area code 478. Just a minute. The studio's responding slowly. Okay, area code 478. What's your first name, please?
Hi, my name's Keisha from Arizona.
Hi, Keisha. How are you?
I'm doing fine.
Is there anything you'd like to share about self-realization over the holidays or at this point in your life?
Well, that's a hard question. Yeah, it is, because I don't know what's going to happen with my life from day to day. But with the threat of World War III over our shoulders, and as Kat was talking about, the wildfires, oh, and the volcanoes are going off. There's so much stuff going on right now.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm over here trying to make money to take care of myself. And I was kind of thinking, why make money? For who? Because it seems like the end of the world is imminent. So I'm kind of like, should I risk it and just live my life the way that I want to be and be happy? Or try to get in this game that's about to be ended, you know, with the businesses and the corporate America, everybody trying to get that bag, like they say. But like Kat was saying, you know, as human beings, are we to that point where we're going to pick money or are we going to pick being happy? We can't have both, it seems like, you know? So I don't know. I'm kind of like, I never had money, but you know what? But I'm okay by myself. So I'm just, you know, kind of, I don't know. I'm kind of going in a whole nother direction. And maybe quitting. You know, I am 43. I'm getting up in age. I'm getting fat. I was thinking, I have the tire around your waist. And I got
The spirit tire.
Yeah, the spirit tire around my waist. And I got a triple booty now. So it's just like, well, I might as well just go ahead. I didn't get married, didn't find love, didn't find money, didn't find much. But, you know, but it just seems like, but I felt happiness within myself. And, you know, kind of like maybe I just should continue that way, because I'm just getting too much. It's too much slack I'm getting. I don't know why it's so hard for me to get a job and stick with one. So I'm just, well, maybe I just need to just, you know, the universe has taken care of me up until this point. You know, why not just ride the rest of this journey, this life journey out just like that, you know? So I'm just like to that point in a way, you know?
I like that.
Yeah.
I like that. Yeah.
Something?
Sure.
Before when I said about money and happiness, I was more talking about political parties to put money before
but I was kind of thinking.
The money, money is an energy which can create freedom, and everybody deserves freedom. And what you sound like is somebody who's saying, what's the point in all of this? I just want to be free.
Right.
And that's beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
But, you've still got to provide food and shelter for yourself. So.
Oh, no doubt. But, you know, I don't want to go no more than what I really need. Yeah, because it's, I don't know, I have blocks in my life concerning money. So it's just like, well, but I'm okay. You know, I might not be rich. I might not have everything everybody else have, but for the most part, I'm taken care of. So why even try to put myself in this thing called life when I'm being rejected by life, but yet being taken care of by universe? How about that? So, you know, that's where I'm at right now. I'm not saying it's true. I'm not saying it's a profound truth or anything, but that's what it seems like at this point, at me being 43 and everything. And it's like I kind of give up, man. You guys can have it. I'll take the crumbs from the master's table. I'll be all right.
So I'm 44 now, and I understand the feeling of just saying, you know, that that's a great turning point, because at that time there, then you can really say, well, what do I want? You know, to have come to that place of reflection where, you know, what society told me I want is not what I want. And I have enough. I am enough. That's a really, really solid place to be.
Yeah.
From there, you can build your life into anything. As long as it's something that is happy and brings you peace and joy, then that realization that you've had about your life is really important, because it sounds like a positive road that you're at. What do you think, David?
Well, I agree totally. We talked earlier about focusing on the positive, and what I heard you saying at the end of your speaking, Keisha, was that you were okay, and that you were enough, and that maybe it was time to focus on what would make you happy. And I think that's what it's all about for all of us, is that we need to recognize that in the moment we are okay, our needs are being taken care of at whatever level. You know, some of us are more fortunate than others as far as material trappings go, and health and so on and so forth, but we all have blessings to be grateful for. And I think that's really important. And when we realize that we are indeed okay, and then keep the focus on what will make us happy, then we're going to be moving in a positive direction for ourselves. And I did hear you mentioning those themes, and so I thank you for the reminders. And Keisha, have you by any chance thought of a topic you'd like to have us discuss?
No, I mean, because really right now, like Kat was saying, like I was saying, like this, you have the storms, the volcano, the end of the world, World War III. It seems like we're in that time right now, and that's what's in the forefront of my mind, is all these prophetic things. And I'm just like kind of looking in the future, like what is going to be, you know, what is our future as a human race? You know, what is really, you know, what do we have, you know, to look forward to? Because it don't seem like much, or it seems very bleak, and it just seems like it's going to be a mess, you know. It just seems like a lot of stuff is going to start falling apart. And, you know, I hear NASA talking about their, you know, trying to send people to Mars. So now is it really getting serious now, to the point where, okay, we have now depleted Earth. We even destroyed 1 billion animals so far. We done, you know, burnt down all the Amazon. So is this the point where we start sending people off to Mars and are serious about it? And I wouldn't doubt it if they already got people up there. But, you know, so I don't know, stuff like that, you know, that I've been thinking about. And it's probably stuff I shouldn't be thinking about. I should be thinking about more pertinent stuff, like getting more material stuff. But these are things that come to my mind, like what's going to happen, you know. And what started those fires? Was it an asteroid or a missile? Because an asteroid, if it was an asteroid, that means that, you know, the rest of the planet is susceptible to getting hit by one of these fiery balls, you know. And it can, you know, potentially burn everybody down, everybody out of their country. So it's just, I don't know, it's just stuff like that. And I just been thinking.
What if we boiled it down to a topic of what can we look forward to in spite of what's going on in the world? Would that be a topic that would resonate for you?
That's more positive. Yes, yes. That'd be more positive. That gives, because right now I'm like kind of borderline bleakish. So
I can hear that. I can hear that. But why don't we take that as a topic, Keisha? And
all right.
You know, we can do that next week if you would like.
All right.
Will you
that'd
be able
cool.
to be
I'll
present
be
with us next week?
Yes.
Okay.
Definitely.
Great. All right, let me just check in with the other callers, and then we're going to go to meditation. Okay. I'm sorry, Keisha, I cut you off. Was there something else you wanted to say?
No, I am fine. Thank you so much. God bless you.
God bless you. Okay. Jay, is there anything that you'd like to have us talk about?
Oh, yes. Let's talk about how we get caught up in the spiritual. No, the topic is that we don't need to perfect ourselves spiritually either. We get caught up in doing this and doing that, and then we lose sight of just being in the moment. So maybe we can talk about that.
That sounds good. Okay, and we have one other caller that just wanted to listen, but I'm going to see. Thank you, Jay. I'm going to see if she has a topic she'd like us to discuss. This is Deanna. And Deanna, is there a topic that you would like? Hey there, how are you?
Well, it's nice to talk to you. Happy New Year.
It's nice to hear your voice. Happy New Year to you. Is there a topic you would like to have us discuss? Oh.
Well, first, I wanted to say hello to Kat all the way there. Been on my mind.
Hello.
Hi. I wish you the best. I wish you the best.
Thank you. And to you. Happy New Year.
Yeah. It's been a critical year. Yeah. Happy everything. I call this 2020 the year of good vision. Because if we got 2020, we got good vision in English.
I like that. That's great.
And God bless Australia. Honestly, I get very, very emotional when I see, you know, what's going on. So I refrain from seeing it because I was once there and I loved it. I loved it when I was there, and I, you know. So may you all grow strong. My topic is dealing with fear, with anguish, how to neutralize it.
Oh, that's a good one. Well, thank you for that, Deanna.
Thank you.
That is a good
thank
one.
Thank you for being there. Yeah.
Well, thank you for tuning in tonight.
Yeah, I haven't been much on the radio lately, and tonight I said, oh, let me see what's on, and I saw both of you there, and I thought it was the right thing, the right moment to call in.
Well, we're glad to have you, and Deanna, is there anything else you'd like to say before we move into meditation?
Thank you.
Thank you, honey. It's good to hear your voice.
Thank you.
You take good care.
God bless.
Talk to you again. Thanks for tuning
in.
Okay. Now I'd like everybody to just take a moment and close your eyes if you feel comfortable doing that. If you don't, just try to focus on an object in the room so that you can let yourself go as much as you can. And I'd like you to take 3 deep cleansing breaths to the count of breathe in, One, two, three, four, hold, release. One, two, three, four, and repeat. One, two, three, four, hold, release. One, two, three, four, repeat. Breathe in. One, two, three, four, hold, release. Exhale. One, two, three, four. Now I'd like you to imagine yourself as a young child, somewhere under the age of 10, picking a holiday from your past that felt very comfortable and happy for you. And I want you to take a few moments to reflect at that age what it was that you hoped and dreamed for that may come to pass in your future life. And I'd like you to reflect on that for a moment. And then I'd like you to come forward to your present day, to this holiday season that has just passed, and reflect on what it is that you hope for, dream of, what you may have let go of, what you're looking forward to, whatever comes to mind for you in the present moment of this past holiday season or in your today. And just reflect on that for a moment. And now I'd like you to stretch yourselves and project yourself forward to another moment in time, somewhere in the future. Make it a realistic moment. If you're in your 20s, reach for an age that feels comfortable in the future. If you're older than that, reach for an age that seems practical for you. And now I'd like you, in that further place in time, consider what it is that would make your life complete. And now try, if you can, to draw that into the present moment. And come to the understanding that your hopes and dreams are within touch, within reason, that there's nothing that you can't accomplish when you set your sight on it. And recognize that you are a living miracle and that you have the capacity to self-determination, and affirm in this moment that all is possible, and be like the little engine that could. I think I can. I think I can. I know I can. For it is in the knowing that you come to really embrace your true self and everything that you're capable of being and doing. And so now, take a moment if you need to, or if you're ready, open your eyes and come back to the present moment. And just be at peace. And reach for your joy, for it's there for the asking. And so thank you, everybody, for joining us this week. It's been a pleasure to have Debbie, Deanna, Jay, and Keisha with us. Please tune in again next week, same time, 8 p.m. Eastern U.S. time, Sunday, and 11 a.m. Brisbane, Australia time, Monday. And so good night, everybody. Take good care.
Bye, everyone.